Allowing our breath to settle. And our awareness to settle. Allowing ourselves to come into harmony with ourselves. And with all that is within our immediate vicinity. We return our awareness to our spark, our personal spark, wherever we may experience it. And we allow our awareness to sink down into our roots. And appreciate there how widespread they are and how deep the taproot goes and how pervasive the root hairs are. That we have the stability and the wisdom in the community available to us for doing this work. And some degree of willingness to allow our defenses to erode and our distortions to be released and our bafflement to be clarified. Some degree. Through our sparks. We reach out to and connect with a person we know, or a story we've heard, or someone we can imagine. Who is deeply distressed by the COVID-19 pandemic. His anxiety is heightened. Who's sick or terrified or worried. Just maybe one person that we just allow our spark to connect with. Or maybe a family. Or a small group. And we connect with and affirm that spark or those sparks. And then we slide our awareness over to those who are distressed or oppressed or corrupted. Through the dynamic of the domination system. The interlocking of environmental ignorance, militarism, nationalism, racism, genderism, sexism, all those things that are rest on the idea of domination, the myth of redemptive violence, just that whole system. Of which we are inextricably a part. And yet, we're gifted to see that we can make choices to extricate ourselves and help to foster the dismantling of that system towards one that is more humane, more responsible, and more sustainable. So allowing our spark to seek out and connect with and affirm the spark in someone else who is oppressed by that system or mangled by it. Maybe someone in a war zone or refugee camp, IDP or prison or it's poverty, joblessness, mental illness, whatever, connecting with and affirming the spark in one member or one family or one small group of those in that situation. Condition, connecting with and affirming their sparks. Bringing them encouragement. Support. The willingness to persevere. And shifting to the level of those who are on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Once again, maybe one person or a group of people, a small population that are perhaps medical personnel, researchers, first responders, essential workers, maybe those who are just becoming aware of it, coming into their community and having to determine what course of action to take. Allowing our focus to tighten to maybe one person or a group of people. Connecting with and affirming their spark of humanity. giving them that little boost they may need to get through the day or get through the night through this particular interaction, this particular effort, bolstering them. And sliding our awareness across to those who are working to dismantle the domination system, those who are calling it out, those who are resisting or writing, demonstrating, thinking, praying. Maybe just one person or a small group of people engaged in that work, allowing her awareness to get more focus and be more strongly connecting with our spark, with their sparks. And moving to another level. Those who are benefiting by the pandemic, those who are profiting from it, with no judgment, those who are enjoying it, maybe as one individual, small group, maybe Zoom bombers, those whose distortions may be deep and beyond what we choose to imagine. Or maybe people who are innocently and passively benefiting from it. Maybe stockholders. Those who are enjoying the time at home. Just one group of people, seeing whether it works to narrow the focus. Sliding across to those who are benefiting by the domination system. Passively, of whom I am one, or from more clearly distorted motivations, just one or a group maybe a class of those who are benefiting. There really may be no black and white here. There may be just, we may all be a mix of motivations and distortions and senses. And those who are making decisions or choices about the pandemic, who have control over others whose decisions and choices have a broad impact on many lives. Maybe just your spark's just drawn to one person or one group of people or someone in a particular situation where they're being pressured, berated. There's political or economic pressure. And connecting with and affirming the sparks in that person or those people to strengthen them to make cleaner, purer choices. Less out of fear, distortion. Strengthening their sparks. That they may do better. In a little bit, we'll be encouraging their roots to stretch down into the aquifer of living wisdom. But for now, we're just strengthening their sparks. And then sliding over to those who are invested in the domination system. Just maybe one. Somebody we may never meet, someone we may never see, whose name we don't know, whose nationality we may not know. Connecting with and affirming the spark in a person or a small group of people who are at this point so invested in the domination system that they cannot allow themselves to consider any alternative. Connecting with and focusing and strengthening their sparks. Gently, subtly eroding their defenses, inviting their distortions to be released and their bafflement to be clarified. And then as as we begin to withdraw our awareness back into our own body systems, touching in an affirmation and strengthening those sparks all along the way that we've connected with and affirmed. Just through our spark, connecting with their spark, affirming their sparks, becoming stronger. Another pass by on our way home as we pass through all the territory that we've covered in the last few minutes. And then back to our own energy systems. Their sparks firmly where they are. And our awareness down into our roots as we reach out through all the terrain through which our roots penetrate, where they grow and expand and develop, as we're inviting, luring, charming the roots of those whose sparks we have connected with. We're drawing their roots down and out so that they may have the stability and the access to the aquifer of living truth and the connection with community and the willingness to be transformed, the willingness to change their minds in the way they see things, the willingness to live through an awareness of the spark of humanity in themselves and in everyone they contact, and everyone whose lives they may impact through their choices and work and decisions. And then that seems to have reached as far as it's going at this point. But knowing we can always return to this image, we can return to this work and continue inviting, drawing, attracting their roots down to where they get the nourishment they need to make the choices that will lead to greater sustainability, more humane life, greater responsibility. So back into our own systems. Our own energy systems. And then, if it helps, if it's attractive, the image, we're way out beyond the planet Earth, and we see in the outer reaches of the ionosphere a network of collection, a connection. It's like maybe neurons interwoven, enveloping the planet Earth in some dimension for which we have no words, and from it gently distilling willingness that drifts down to penetrate defenses and percolates and permeates to create an atmosphere where change can happen.